How does the graduated income tax work?
With the flat rate income tax, every dollar of income is taxed at the same percentage. With a graduated income tax, different dollar levels are taxed at different amounts. One of the things that confuses people is they look at the brackets and say, well, if my taxable income falls within this bracket, that means all of it's taxed at that bracket. But that's not how it works. It's setting out a series of rates that apply to everybody until your income hits the top bracket for how much you're earning.
So let's say that J.B. Pritzker, who's pushing this graduated income tax, does win in November. Can he immediately implement it?
To enact a graduated rate income tax would require a constitutional amendment that requires approval in both chambers of the General Assembly by 3/5 vote, a resolution to put on the November ballot, a proposition asking voters, shall the Constitution be amended to allow for a graduated income tax? To be ratified, that would require the support of 60% of the voters who choose to vote on that particular question, or 50% of the voters who took a ballot to vote on anything.
We know that Republicans in the House and Senate are, many of them are opposed to amending the Constitution into this graduated income tax. A couple of them have introduced resolutions saying they'd be against a constitutional amendment. But what do we know about how voters feel about a graduated income tax?
Well, there's kind of an old cliche that says the best tax is one that you pay, but I don't. And so the talk of, oh, let's tax millionaires, most people say, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm not a millionaire. Let's go after those rich guys. And there was an advisory referendum put before voters in 2014 asking whether there should be this 3% surcharge on millionaires' income. And it passed pretty handily. It got approximately 60% of the vote. And there have been polls done recently. There was one, I think, last month by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute down in Carbondale at Southern Illinois University that found respondents overwhelmingly in favor of it. It was in excess of 70%. People liked the idea of a graduated income tax, and they liked the idea of a surcharge on millionaires.
Jim Pritzker has said that a graduated income tax will ensure that wealthier people pay more and the middle class pays less, while Governor Bruce Rauner has said it will end up raising everybody's taxes. Who's right about that?
Both of them and neither of them. And the reason I say it that is a graduated income tax, the idea of having a tax structure that measures different levels of income at different rates, is a basically neutral idea. The key question is, what are the rates going to be? What are the levels going to be, the brackets, if you will, at which higher rates apply? Depending on how you structure those, and depending on what kind of exemptions, deductions you allow, that will affect the impact. And one of the things that I suggest in the column is that it would be to, I believe, J.B. Pritzker's advantage for him to lay out, here are the details of what I would like to do. Here are the brackets, here are the tax rates, here are the exemptions. And so an individual voter can look and say, oh yeah, I come out ahead, or I do worse.